As far as a traditional family is concerned, the man can have many wives. So if he has many wives, the children call them, all of them are their mothers. You say, my mother. You don't specify if it is your real mother or the wife of your father. And the first wife, I mean the one who is the first in the house, is the mother of every child. And even the youngest wives, those who arrive later, call her their mother. Yes. And everybody in the family knows that she is the eldest and she is respected. If there is something, a problem to be settled, you go to see that lady, and she is the one who is going to tell her husband that there is such and such problem in the family, and now the husband can call the others to settle the problem, to solve it. And if a child is sick, for example, it is this woman, the first one who takes care of the child, and the other women don't, they interfere, but they are not responsible for them as such.
How many people live in one house?
In one house, you can have 10, 20, 30, more than that. It depends. If he has many wives, you have the wives, their children. They may have their sisters and brothers. I mean the sister and brother-in-laws of the husband. They come to live in the family. And you may have the father and the mother of their husband. You see? So the grandfather and the grandmother also live in the same compound. And very often those two old people don't do anything. They are there to look after the children when their mothers are out in the fields or when they go to the market to sell little things to get some money. And they just take care of the children, they look after them, and they just stay in the house. They don't do anything. And when the first wife is old, she doesn't do anything. It is the younger woman who do it for her, everything for her. And she is respected as well as the grandmother and the grandfather.
In a traditional African family, who is the most important person?
The most important person is the father. If you don't have a grandmother or a grandfather in the family, it is the father. And then comes the first wife.
But if you have a grandfather and a grandmother, they are
the most important persons in the family. And everybody who comes has to see them first, tell them what they have to say, and then they call the husband to tell him what is going on.